hopes coming into this year, expectations?
My hopes this year are probably just, try to at least make a traveling squad. You know, if I could at least make there, you know, I'll be able to go to games, go travel with the team, you know, bond with them, make sure, even if I don't get in the game, I'll be around the atmosphere to help me get used to that type of environment.
What are you kind of doing to try and beat this
team
a little bit?
Oh, just don't think about it. It's pretty much all you can do. I'm come from Arizona. It's just, desert and real dry heat. But out here, it's just so dense. And just got to try to train your body to, adjust, breathing in more air.
Can you talk about the culture shock when you saw that playbook for the first time?
Oh, yeah, that playbook. Oh, man. Coming from high school, it's just, you get this little dinky thing and you're like, oh, I got this in one day. And over here, it's just so thick and it's kind of intimidating at first sight, but, you just got to crunch down and sit down and make sure you zone in and know the plays.
Is that the toughest part? Because between Dennis Wagner's techniques, which are complex in and of themselves, and the offense, does this seem a little daunting at first? Where you're like, God, there's no way I can get this in one year.
Well, yeah, Dennis, Coach Wag, he's a real great coach. He talks to us, he lets us know that, he recruited us for a reason. We have the abilities to do what he says. We just got to make sure that we know we can do it. And, his techniques are a little different. They're way different in high school. And, playbook is a little different. But, I just got to zero in and make sure I focus real hard and try to know what I'm doing. So.
With you and Javario having such, you being so tight, do you guys kind of rely on each other? Go, man, I'm not getting this. Are you getting this?
Yeah, we do that a lot, actually. Me and Javario, we've been friends since, probably about fifth, sixth grade, it's kind of weird that how we all five of us from Arizona grew up together and just ended up here. I don't know. It's pretty much a blessing to have it happen like that. But me and Javario, we hang out all the time. We're like brothers. If I'm down, he'll pick me up. If he's down, I'll pick him up. So, it's really good.
Does it help some of the homesick you're bound to get when you got so many guys from your home?
Yeah, it does. It makes it a lot more homely out here. I feel bad for some of these guys that come from all across the nation and come here and they only have they just have bringing themselves. At least I had a group of guys to help come with me and help make the transition a little more easier.
What about the biggest surprise, I guess, from the defensive guys coming up here?
You know what? I thought, in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm already pretty quick. I could get out, and
no.
Only thing is they're going to be bigger. They're going to be stronger. They're going to be faster. Well, after being here, I've gotten the weight room. I've gotten stronger. The guys, they're kind of strong, but they're not as strong as I thought, But, these guys are really, really strong. They hit hard. But, the biggest thing that shocked me was just the speed. The speed of the game is just so much different. It's just like, wow. They're gone in the blink of a second. So, you just got to make sure you get out your stance and set up.
Has there been one guy that you thought, that blew past you and thought,
coming in as a freshman, they're all real fast, It's just like, man, it's kind of hard to zero in on just one, because they're all just, they just blaze off that line of scrimmage and off the snap, they're just gone. So I just got to, it's going to take a lot of hours of training and just getting in there and making sure, I feel comfortable with what I'm doing.